Graham Staub and his daughter Sage queued up at midnight to be second in a line of hundreds who poured into the Times Colonist book sale Saturday morning. The fundraising sale continues Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., when crowds are traditionally smaller but the book selection remains huge. We slept a little, hung out a little, met some people, had a Tim Hortons run at 6 a.m., said Staub. Before COVID we lined up every year, so the experience, it's nostalgic. In 2019 the pair were first in line. The book sale, in its 25th year, funds literacy programs in Vancouver Island schools. The pre-opening line was so long Saturday morning it snaked around the Victoria Curling Club venue. Times Colonist publisher Dave Obey said organizers decided at 8:25 a.m. it was prudent to open early. I think it's the first time we've opened early. I've never seen a lineup that long before, said Obey. People lined up since the early hours of the morning, were desperate to get in here and start buying books, and we had volunteers ready to go, so we thought, let's go. There was one snag. Where were the Staubs? They were not in their second place chairs. It turns out they dashed across the road to Crystal Pool, where the washrooms opened at 8:30 a.m. In the interest of bibliophile compassion and fairness, organizers waited, and by 8:40 a.m., with the Staubs having returned, the doors opened. Staub read to both his daughters from a young age, teaching them of faraway places, real and fantastical. It's a great way to visit different worlds and learn about different perspectives. As a corrections officer, he sees the effect of low literacy rates on people. Today, he has no worries that his daughters will have their faces stuck in mobile phones as opposed to books. Sage, 17, is an avid reader. The sale, she said, is the best opportunity to get books cheap. She found a very old The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo. Matthew McClash's family also shares a love of reading, and his parents, wife and 11-year-old twins make the book sale a family event every year. Each year, once they secure their spots in line and set up their lawn chairs, they find new ways to make the passage of time memorable. McClash said he loves nerding out on books, having found several titles on behavioral economics, a passion of mine. Meanwhile, his parents, wife and children were off in their areas of interest. It's divide and conquer, he said. It's a family event for us. We line up with our kids and my parents every year. It's coffee, breakfast and books. It's just great. Adding to the experience are the volunteers, asking to help with all manner of things. Oh my God, it's amazing. As soon as we walked downstairs it was, do you need boxes? Do you need a garbage can for the coffee cup? Do you need help finding anything? It's just phenomenal. Obey said after 25 years the charity event, run by volunteers, has become a well-oiled machine. There's a core of 100 volunteers working each day, with more coming and going. In the Canadiana section, Jean Bisson was collecting the oldest and best-preserved Farley Mowat books he could find. He can't get enough of his favorite author. Mowat, who sold more than 17 million books, found fame in his stories about Canada's north, such as Never Cry Wolf. I started collecting them about 10 years ago and now I'm addicted to it, said Bisson, who arrived in line at 6 a.m. His wife is not as fond of his collection, she thinks I'm nuts. Barinder Singh, of Massey Books in Vancouver, lined up at 3 a.m. and was at the sale to buy books to resell. It's my first year coming here, but I'm going to be coming here every year. I'm finding a lot of good stuff and the prices are phenomenal. At the checkout, cashier Heather Drover said she began volunteering at the sale in 2011, after her husband died. She volunteers for the full week ahead of the sale. Awaiting knee surgery, she took a desk job this year and, instead, her daughter is sorting. It's wonderful to be here, said Drover, adding, and I get to meet nice young fellows. She couldn't get her fellow cashier to blush, but he did laugh. The book sale hours Saturday were extended to 7 p.m. to accommodate demand. This is an absolute first, said Obey. We've never before been open until 7 p.m. Even at the end of the sale on Sunday evening, in every section there are good books left unsold, so, even at the 10th hour of the sale you'll still find excellent stuff. I've never seen the quality as high in terms of the titles and in terms of the condition of the books. Seharnet at TimesColumnist.com. The sale continues Sunday at the Victoria Curling Club, 1952 Quadra Street, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The books cost $3 for hardcovers and $2 for softcovers and children's books. Payment is by cash, debit, MasterCard, Visa or American Express. Lineups are typically much shorter on the Sunday, but the selection of books remains vast. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolumnist.com.